This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
NPR News, Kyiv.
It's NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Tom Perumian. The specter of COVID is making a comeback, being detected in wastewater locally. Speaking on Hello Houston Thursday, UT epidemiologist Dr. Catherine Troisi says the public has a resource to check the progression of the virus.
If you go to the Houston Health Department website, and you can look at their dashboard that will give you information both about what we're seeing in the wastewater and cases. We haven't seen a big increase in hospitalized cases, which is good. But last year, the peak came in August. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports a new variant called Nimbus, which is known for a condition nicknamed razor blade throat, is responsible for 43% of all new COVID cases. As oil giant Chevron completes its acquisition of Hess Corporation, nearly 600 employees at the Hess headquarters in Houston will be laid off come September. Houston and North Dakota area officials have received notices of the coming downsizing. The nation's second largest oil producer says they made difficult decisions in the sidelining of employees, but the company is committed to supporting their employees through this transition. Chevron is offering severance benefits and career transition services. The reduction in force will commence September 26th. In sports, the Astros sweep the Diamondbacks Wednesday. Tonight, they welcome in the Athletics at 7:10. Houston leads the AL West by 6 games. All American League division leaders have the same amount of wins and losses so far. Checking weather, mostly sunny and hot today, 99, feeling like 105. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 79. Right now, partly cloudy, 94 degrees on the UH campus. Get the whole story. Go to HoustonPublicMedia.org for more news and information. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.